you like a yeast donut? What would that mean to you? Would you know? I mean,
well, I imagine that the old-fashioned donut's probably made with yeast because it seems like it's all blown up and has risen more than either the cake or the Dunkin' Donut.
Okay, what is it that you make up a batter and fry three or four of these at a time? You eat them with syrup and butter?
Pancakes.
All right, and what are possibly some other words that you might have heard of pancakes?
Flapjacks. That's about all.
Okay. When you go to the store to buy some flour, you might buy two.
Packages?
Well, the weight would be?
2 pounds.
Okay. Or you would might buy one. The same weight.
1 package?
Or the weight?
1 pound.
Okay. What would you use to make the bread that's not baking powder or soda? You used a cake of, or a package.
What do you use to make the bread? What is it other than baking powder and soda?
Mm-hmm.
Flour.
Well, the part, what makes it rise?
Yeast.
Okay. The inside part of the egg is called what? And what are the two parts called?
There's a yolk and a white.
Okay. What color would you say the yolk of the egg is?
It's not white, so it must be yellow.
Okay. If you cook these in hard water, what do you call them?
A hard-boiled egg.
And then if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into the hot water,
you don't cook them in hard water. You cook them until they're hard
in water.
Into,
okay. If you crack them and let them fall out of the shell into hot water, what do you call them?
Poached egg.
What do you call salt or sugar-cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Fat pack.
Right. Or that possibly you might cook them with pole beans. What would you call that? Same thing.
Yeah, fat pack.
When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
When you cut the side of a hog?
Yeah. You might say you bought a side of...
of pork?
Okay.
Yeah.
The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Is bacon.
What is the outside of the bacon called?
The rind.
You ever call it the skin?
No.
Does Poppy call it skin?
No.
Calls it rind?
Well, the bacon that we get practically never has rind on it. Sometimes when you buy this country bacon. Well, sometimes when you buy the country bacon, it has rind on it, which you call it rind.
All right. The kind of meat that comes in little lengths on a chain.
Sausage.
And then the person who kills and sells this meat is the... they used to have little shops where they would just sell meat. These were called...
the slaughter? Slaughterhouse?
No. If you just were to go to a meat store.
Yeah. A meat market?
Yeah.
Butcher?
The person who actually did it was the...
who actually did what?
Who sold you the meat or who cut the meat up.
Well, I guess you would call him the butcher.
Alright. If meat's been kept too long, you say what has happened.
It's gone rancid.
Or it has.
Spoiled.
After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
I think you make souse meat.
Okay. What about head cheese? You ever?
No, I never heard that. That's probably souse meat.
What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
I have no idea.
Yeah, how about, what would you call, what's your the liverwurst? What would that be?
Well, that must be it.
Okay.